sound familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
When a baby or child suddenly stops breastfeeding, it can be very concerning. What has caused this nursing strike, and what can a mother do to bring her baby back to the breast? Today, I'm thrilled to welcome back to the show expert Wendy Coulson. Wendy is an RN, an International Board Certified Lactation Consultant, and owner of Latching with Love in San Diego, California. Today, we are discussing nursing strikes. This is the Boob Group.
Breast milk, it does a baby good.
Silly daddy, boobs are for babies.
I make milk. What's your superpower?
If my breastfeeding offends you, put a blanket over your head.
Dairy diva.
Don't be lactose intolerant.
Nursing, nature's own breast enhancement.
Meals on heels.
Whoever said there's no use crying over spilled milk never had to pump.
Breast milk. All udders are inferior.
Whatever your point of view, we're here to support your breastfeeding goals. We're the Boob Group, because mothers know breast. Welcome to the Boob Group, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. The Boob Group is your weekly online on-the-go support group for all things related to breastfeeding. I'm your host, Robin Kaplan. I'm also an International Board Certified Lactation Consultant and owner of the San Diego Breastfeeding Center. Check out our Facebook page if you have not done that before to join in on our fantastic conversations. You can ask questions of our experts and also offer judgment-free tips to other breastfeeding mamas who are joining in the conversation as well. We have one panelist in the studio today. Evie, would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Hello, my name is Evie Sorensen. I have a five-month-old son named Caleb, and I am a stay-at-home mom with a nutrition business.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us today. And Caleb is actually in the studio, so if you hear little sweet little noises and cooing, that's because he's hanging out with us today. MJ, would you like to introduce yourself as well as the virtual panelist program, please?
Sure. I'm MJ, and I am a stay-at-home mom besides doing the Boob Group here to Jason, who's going to be three. And so our VP program is really a way for you out there, our listeners, to join the conversation and be a part of the show. If you can't be in the studio with us, because not all of you are local, and not all of you are actually even in the country, but you can be a part of the show by answering the questions that we're posting. It's the same questions that we're asking our in-studio panelists. So it's a way for you to share experiences and tips and just give your opinion. One thing I'm noticing that's really cool is that moms are helping other moms. They're seeing their comments or questions, and they're actually engaging with them. So it's just like a extension of our show. We're here to help you, and you're helping each other. So we may even read your comment while we record. And for participating, you are entered to win a one-month subscription to the Boob Group Club. So check out our website, theboobgroup.com, under the Community tab for more info on the VP program.
Awesome. Thanks, MJ.
You're welcome.
Sound familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
So this is from Gretchen, and this is what she posted on Facebook, on our Facebook page. Thank you so much for the weaning episode. I listened to it in the car when I was taking a mama timeout tonight in the midst of my daughter cutting her second tooth. You gave me encouragement and reinvigorated me to keep nursing for as long as it works for the two of us. As a full-time working mom, I can't even describe how much the support I get from these podcasts mean. Thank you so much. So today on The Boob Group, we're discussing nursing strikes. Our expert, Wendy Coulson, is a registered nurse, an international board certified lactation consultant, and owner of Latching with Love, which is in San Diego, California. So thanks for joining us, Wendy, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Boob Group, for having me back.
Sure. So Wendy, what is a nursing strike?
What is a nursing strike? A nursing strike is an abrupt refusal of the breast. It can be an abrupt refusal where they won't even latch on, or they latch on and they'll just do 1 to 2 minutes and then they cry out. They're just refusing the breast. It can't be confused with weaning. Weaning is more gradual. And nursing strikes are usually on the older baby. This isn't the hospital that's not latching on. That can't be confused with a nursing strike. This is an older baby, usually 4 months and beyond, but okay. Usually even older.
So one who's already established breastfeeding and
exactly.
Then all of a sudden
breastfeeding's going well, and then all of a sudden we have the abrupt refusal.
Okay. And what are some reasons why a child might go on a nursing strike?
It can be as something as simple as she always had this big green chair in the living room, and all of a sudden she sat down in a different chair. It's usually a change in routine, going back to work. It can be as something as serious as a medical illness in the baby, such as an earache, hand, foot, mouth disease, a thrush in a baby's mouth can be painful for them, and a stuffy nose. It can also be going back to a change in routine. It can go back to mom, they're on vacation, so they're out of their environment. New move, new sitter, teething, biting, new lotion, soap, mom's on new vitamins, so it has that scent of the milk, it changes. Too many bottles offered is very frequently the reason. Change in supply, and it can be a sign of low supply, but it can also be an overactive milk ejection reflex that's bothering the baby.
Okay. So Evie, when did your baby go on a nursing strike and how old was he?
He went on a nursing strike when he was 4 months old and we were on vacation.
Oh, yeah. That's not fun at all.
No, without a pump, which was even more fun.
Oh, no.
All right.
And what was he doing?
So we were fine on the airline travel towards our destination, and I was traveling by myself. And while we were on vacation with my family, he just was arching his back, refusing to eat, and it was really, really frustrating because we were in public a lot. So
absolutely, which makes it definitely hard when they keep popping off and getting really frustrated. Okay. Wendy, Julie had posted a question on Facebook, and she asked, how can a mom protect her milk supply during a nursing strike?
Well, this is vital because it will pass, but we definitely don't want mom to have a true supply issue because of it. So this is where she should pump or hand express and the same amount of times as she's used to breastfeeding. So for that, for many moms, that can vary.
Okay, but depending on how old their baby is.
Exactly.
Okay. Evie, how did you make sure that he was eating enough when he was going on a nursing strike?
So actually, he's kind of been on a modified strike since that point, I would say. But sideline nursing was our go-to. And so every time he would, you know, start to give hunger signs and I would offer in our typical position, cradle hold, he would refuse. And then I would just go into a dark, quiet room and lie down on the bed and nurse him.
Remove all the distractions as well, which can be helpful. Wendy, Sarah posted this question on our Facebook page. How can a mom combat issues like clogged ducts and engorgement when her baby is on a nursing strike?
Well, we have to keep milk moving. Just because baby's on a nursing strike, we don't want milk stasis because then we can have, like you said, plugged ducts, or even worse, we can have bacteria grow called mastitis. And so we want to keep milk moving. So again, going back to pulling out that pump that maybe perhaps has been in the closet, bringing that back out. And if mom doesn't respond to that, because not all moms respond to an electric pump, going back into hand expression.
Okay. And Evie, did you end up having to pump when he was going on this nursing strike? I know you said you didn't bring a pump with you. So the times that he wasn't feeding, what'd you have to do?
So I have this vivid memory on Mount, like Carmel Beach, and he wasn't eating. He hadn't eaten in like 7 hours, and I was so engorged. And thankfully, I had a breast pad in, and so I was groping myself, hand expressing at the beach with my whole family, you know, mortified. But it worked, and he eventually ate when we got home. And since that point, I'm an overproducer, so I donate milk to begin with. So anytime that he's refusing, I just pump, and that's extra milk for someone else.
Okay. So. Does he take a bottle as well?
He occasionally takes a bottle, only from Dad.
Okay.
So that's not really been something I've tried during a nursing strike.
Okay. All right. Well, when we come back, we will discuss how to bring a baby back to a breast after a nursing strike. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Wendy Coulson about nursing strikes. So, Wendy, if a nursing strike happens when a mom, like after a mom returns to work, you had mentioned sometimes when baby's getting a lot of bottles in a row, what tips do you have for getting her baby back to breast?
Well, I like the expression baby moon. You honeymoon with your husband, your partner, but I like to say baby moon, meaning basically when you walk through the door from that job, you just spend a countless amount of time with that baby. And not nursing, not trying to breastfeed and force the issue, more just the bonding. Baby wearing just saved me. And so trying to feed in motion, but baby wearing really just puts the baby, that skin-to-skin connection that we, you know, so much talk about in the hospital, but in the older child, baby wearing. And then if you can breastfeed, I always say wear really light types of clothing, or even go topless if you're in your house. Just have full access. Another thing I like, which works a lot with the mother who is mourning the loss of the birth plan, is to bathe with the baby. Get in a bathtub with your baby. There's something about wet breasts that babies just love. And so I use that one a lot within myself. And then trying to avoid bottles when you're at home. So if it's your day off, why use a bottle? So kind of have the baby start kind of learning the routine. When mom's home, I have full access. When I notice when she's not here, I get this other thing. So we want babies to learn that separation. And I caution moms not to be the one giving the bottles.
Okay. And if a nursing strike is related to baby becoming flow preference, such as when breastfeeding is more difficult than bottle feeding, what are your recommendations?
Well, my recommendations are to change the method of feeding at that point. I like to go into more of a finger feeding, an alternative feeding, a cup feeding, depending on the age of the baby. We use cup feeding and spoon feeding in the hospital on one-day-old babies, so we certainly can use it on the older baby. And that really, really works. So just in removing the bottle altogether. Calling a lactation consultant who is well-versed on different manufacturers of bottles. I mean, don't get caught up in the hype of what they put on the package where they all say closest to breast, slow flow nipple. I can't tell you how many bottles I've turned them upside down with water and I watched that slow flow nipple run like a river. So even though you kind of got maybe you chose the wrong nipple and that there's a better one out there, and maybe a lactation nurse can actually refer you to a better nipple for when you're back to work.
Okay. Evie, were you able to get your baby back to breastfeeding? And if so, how did you do that?
I unfortunately haven't been able to get him back to where we were before we went on vacation. That was a month ago. But what's been working for us is we go into the cradle position and he's pretty upset in that position. And I need to hand express a little bit into his mouth to get him to understand, like, this is going to help you calm down a little bit. And he gets very excited and will then latch on. He'll sometimes pop off and I have to do it, you know, a few times. And that's worked for us. Sideline nursing when he's really sleepy or right when he wakes up works really well. And I kind of have to like body swaddle him by like putting my leg over him and keeping his arm that wants to hit his mouth away from my breast, like kind of closed to his body. So that's worked for us. Unfortunately, nursing when we're out is really challenging still with him. He is very distracted and will not nurse. It could be 5 hours before he nurses.
Well, and we should say, too, he is a hefty 20-pound
yes.
five-month-old.
Yes, he is quite large.
Yeah, so he's definitely not starving. Have you tried in a carrier at all?
Pardon?
Have you tried nursing him in your carrier?
Yes. He is not a fan of that. Okay. We did a lot of vertical nursing when he was a newborn because of my really overproduction issues with milk, and he just did not like to be in the carrier while nursing. He wanted to be flailing, so we're still working on that.
All right. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
MJ, one of our virtual panelists has something to share.
Yes. Shannon Benecki. She said, I didn't have a problem transitioning back to breastfeeding after a strike. I would just consistently sit down to nurse with my daughter, and she eventually got right back on track. And then Pippa Hartridge said that nursing before and after naps, she was much more willing to nurse when she was sleepy. That and grit and determination.
You will do this.
Yes.
Wendy, is it common for babies to go on a nursing strike when they are teething?
Yes, it is common because all of a sudden they have new equipment. And a lot of it, it's before the teeth even break out.
Yep.
The gums, they're blanched white. There's inflammation there. So they become really oral, and they're just kind of like, they know there's a change. And then out come the first two teeth, or the two top, the two to bottom, and they have new equipment, and they honestly have to retrain themselves. And then something what commonly happens, and for some reason it's more common in boys, is sometimes they will actually retract their tongue as they're getting a little more sleepy on the breast, and they will bite down. The mother's reaction at that time, because we can't blame her, she didn't know where it was coming from. Mm-hmm. She'll actually yell, scream, maybe even some of profanity, just because it comes out of nowhere. And that baby will actually refuse the breast because it was frightened.
Okay.
And those mothers suffer from more guilt than any.
I know, and it's so hard. I mean, you figure if you stub your toe, you're immediately going to yell out.
You're
going to
immediately going to yell out.
Can you imagine what it feels like on the nipple?
Exactly.
All right. Wendy, what are some reasons why a baby might go on a nursing strike during the day but breastfeed fine at night? Do you have tips for getting these babies back to breast during the daytime?
So during the daytime, it just helps, again, to just, if you're able to and you're with your baby and this is not the you're working full time, to just rebond with your baby, reunite with your baby. And what was the reason? So again, I listed lots of different reasons why a baby could be having a nursing strike. But if it's because mom or dad, somebody was giving lots of bottles, then we work on the bottle angle. Maybe mom's supply dropped because she had a recent illness and she was doing over-the-counter meds, not realizing what some of those can do for supply. I get a lot of calls like that during cold and flu season. So therefore, now we have a supply issue why we're having the nursing strike. So fixing, first of all, the underlying cause. And that's where the help of a lactation consultant could really help. You're not alone here. And so reach out. And then we can get that baby back to the breast. Because we have to remind moms, this is not weaning. This is temporary. So with some of that good diligence and that determination and not dooming ourselves, this baby will come back to breast. Sometimes it's days and other times it's weeks.
Well, and it sounds like what Ebi was describing, that when she gets her son into this comfortable, quiet, serene position, sleeping position, he's more apt to do it. So do you think sometimes it's just during the daytime they're so wound up?
They're so wound up, and usually nursing strikes happen on the older baby. They are developmentally, they are aware of their environment, and they're just soaking it in like a sponge. So, you know, we all have been there where we're nursing that 4-month-old, 5-month-old, and somebody walks in a room or the dog barks and they pop off.
Mm-hmm.
So the same, we're working with that same developmental stage during this nursing strike. So they get easily distracted. And let's face it, during the day, there's tons of distractions.
Yeah.
At night, it is different. And that dream feeding, which I use the term dream feeding, some moms, and this is not even with nursing strikes, only get babies to breastfeed if they're actually not consciously aware.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And mothers, they live for it.
And then, you know, you've mentioned weaning several times and how nursing strikes shouldn't be confused with weaning. And so do you find that this is often confused with self-weaning, especially during like the kind of 9 to 12 month period?
Absolutely. So in the hospital, I always have to ask, and I ask even in my private practice, but definitely I say when I'm interviewing a mom who's had other children, I'll say, what was your breastfeeding story? How long did you breastfeed for? And often, you know, they'll say 9, 10 months, and I'll say, okay, and why did you stop? And I can't tell you how many moms say, because he didn't want it anymore. And so they really thought, I mean, that baby weaned. And so I'm there for the current baby, so I don't really get into it. But I know a lot of it. Babies just don't go from exclusively breastfeeding to just weaning at 9, 10 months. It's just not heard of.
Okay. What would be the difference between a nursing strike and self-weaning?
Well, self-weaning is going to be a little more gradual. So either during the day, the feedings are going to go, they're going to be shortened. And a lot of times moms mistaken those, developmentally, you got that baby who's crawling, going through all this developmental stuff. They climb on your lap. They do 5 minutes of nursing. They pop off. They're off playing with their toys. And the mom thinks, oh my gosh, he's not interested in me. This must be weaning. When actually developmentally, he loves it. He loves that he's got this free access to the breast. They're like,
It's a pit stop.
And so, you know, we have to know that that's normal so that we don't confuse it and say, oh my gosh, this is the beginning of weaning. And that's what I read a lot and I hear a lot is people confuse that with weaning.
It's almost just kind of a change in timing, a change in style, just kind of yes. change in what the baby needs.
It's the development, you know, and you'll get the, you know, first you get, early on, you get their hand in your mouth while you're nursing. Mm-hmm. Soon you get their foot in mm-hmm. your mouth while you're nursing, and we call it boob gymnastics. And yeah. there's all these funny terms. And again, another mom where you and I will laugh and go, yep, that was so funny. Another mom will actually say, he's not interested.
Yeah.
And so it's our perception as mothers and that sometimes doom us. And so sure enough, if we take that and say, yep, he's not interested, and every time during the day we get the baby gymnastics, and the next thing you know, we've weaned him because we've said, oh, no, you got to sit down and have this nutrition now. Here, you need your 3 ounces. Here's a bottle. Mm-hmm. And because we're always so worried of that baby falling out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not gaining weight.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Wendy, and to Evie for being on our show today and talking about nursing strikes. It was so nice to have you both on the show.
Thank you.
And for our Boob Group Club members, our conversation will continue after the end of the show as we will discuss how an overabundant milk supply can sometimes cause a baby to go on a nursing strike and how to overcome it. For more information about our Boob Group Club, please visit our website at theboobgroup.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Boob Group listeners. I'm Wendy Wright, an internationally board-certified lactation consultant and owner of Lactation Navigation in Palo Alto, California. I'm here to answer some of your most common questions about returning to work as a breastfeeding mother, such as, are there tricks to using my breast pump at work? There certainly are, and let's review a few. The first thing I'd like to recommend is to set up a pumping routine and try to stick to it as closely as possible. By a pumping routine, I mean the times of day when you will typically pump while at work. For example, 10 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m. evenly spread throughout the day will allow you to produce as much milk as possible. By sticking as closely as possible to these times each day, your body will adjust and will learn to provide milk for the pump at those times. A little flexibility is okay, 30 minutes either side, but to get the most milk each day, try to stick as closely as possible to your pumping schedule. I'd also like to recommend that you practice pumping while on maternity leave. Learn which settings work best for you, learn how long it takes you to set up and take down, and even learn the times of day which are most productive for your body. This way you'll have no surprises when you return to work. I'd also like to recommend that you relax as much as possible while pumping. Your body will have an easier time letting down, and relaxation will also help you save up your strength for the rest of the day, making milk, and then providing it for your infant at home. I'd like to also recommend that everyone purchase a hands-free bra. These are available at many retail centers, and they simply allow you to hold the pumping phalanges to your breast without the use of your hands. Then you'll have your hands available to drink coffee, a nice relaxing glass of herbal tea, have a healthy snack, and also for breast compression, compressing breasts while pumping can increase the amount of expressed milk that we get from each pumping session. Remember to pump for approximately 15 minutes every 3 hours, and to maximize your pump settings by going as high as possible in the suction mode without pain will help you get the most from each pumping session. Thanks for listening today, and please visit www.lactationnavigation.com for great information about my business, Lactation Navigation. And be sure to listen to the Boob Group for fantastic conversations about breastfeeding and breastfeeding support.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to The Boob Group. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals, for expecting parents, Parent Savers for moms and dads with newborns, infants, and toddlers, and Twin Talks for our show with parents of multiples. Thanks for joining The Boob Group, your judgment-free breastfeeding resource.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating health care problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health, or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.